This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky released a video showing the aftermath of a deadly rocket strike on a railway station in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As the footage shows a close-up of what is said to be a rocket shell on the ground, a Ukrainian whose name is not known says in Russian, the rocket has killed dozens and has injured dozens. The inscription on it says, for the children. Writing on social media platforms, Zelensky says thousands of people were present in the station at the time of the strike. Kramatorsk is a city in the part of the Donetsk region that's controlled by the Ukrainian government, and its railway station was being used to evacuate civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union on Friday formally adopted its fifth package of sanctions against Russia since the country's February 24th invasion, including bans on the import of coal, wood, chemicals, and other products. The measures also prevent many Russian vessels and trucks from accessing the EU, further crippling trade, and the ban will ban all transactions with four Russian banks. The Kremlin has said that Western allegation Russian forces committed war crimes by executing civilians in the Ukrainian town of Bucha were a, quote, monstrous forgery aimed at denigrating the Russian army. The coal ban alone is estimated by the Commission to be worth 8 billion euros a year in lost revenues for Russia. Coming the day that Ukrainian officials say at least 50 people were killed and dozens more wounded in a Russian rocket strike on a railway station packed with people. This is VOA News. Israel's prime minister says the attacker who shot and killed two young men at a Tel Aviv bar had accomplices, and that anyone who commits an attack or helps a terrorist will pay a heavy price. The shooting, the latest in a series of Palestinian attacks that have left 13 people dead and put many Israelis on edge. Lisa Grandstead reports from VOA for Jerusalem.
The Palestinian gunman was shot and killed after an all-night manhunt, including special forces soldiers going door to door. Authorities say the attacker opened fire at a bar in the heart of Tel Aviv, Israel's financial and cultural capital, killing two young Israelis, childhood friends out for a beer. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett vowed a harsh response to the attack. Every murderer knows we will find them. Everyone who helps a terrorist should know that they will pay a heavy price, Bennett said. The shooter came from the West Bank town of Jenin, where many Palestinians, including his father, Fatih Hazan, celebrated. Fatih Hazan is a former officer in the Palestinian security forces. Victory will come soon, he told a crowd after the attack. I ask God to liberate the Al-Aqsa Mosque from the occupiers. The Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City is the third holiest site in Islam and has been a frequent flashpoint for clashes between Palestinian worshippers and Israeli soldiers. Friday, the first Friday of Ramadan, Israel limited access to the site to women and men over 50, and prayers finished quietly. The attack in Tel Aviv was the fourth in 2 weeks that have left at least 13 people dead and have undermined many Israelis' sense of security. Israel has placed thousands of police and soldiers on the streets to try to stop future attacks. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A SpaceX rocket ship blasted off on Friday, carrying the first all-private astronaut team ever launched to the International Space Station. A flight hailed by industry executives and NASA as a milestone in the commercialization of low Earth orbit. The four-man team is from Houston-based startup Axiom Space, a landmark debut spaceflight and orbital science mission. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials said at least 50 people were killed and dozens more wounded in a Russian rocket strike on a railway station packed with women, children, and elderly trying to flee fighting in eastern Ukraine on Friday. Two powerful rockets struck the station in the city of Kramatorsk in what President Volodymyr Zelensky said was a deliberate attack on civilians. The head of Ukrainian railways says there are children among the dead. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.